Living in New York is a little bit like turning 30. It's a rite of passage. That's the focus of the hit Broadway musical Avenue Q. The show's been nominated for 6 Tony Awards, was named the best show of 2003 by Entertainment Weekly. The story follows Princeton, who's a young, fresh-faced college graduate moving to New York City. And here's the thing. Princeton is a puppet. So is just about every other character on Avenue Q, except Gary Coleman, and we won't go into that. The show has gathered rave reviews for being a puppet show that tackles adult issues, like love, sex, racism, and homosexuality. The show gets its name from the fictional low-rent district, Avenue Q.
The sun is shining, it's a lovely day. A perfect morning for a kid to play. But you've got lots of bills to pay. What can you do? You work real hard and the pay's real low. And every hour goes oh so slow. And at the end of the day, there's nowhere to go. But home to Avenue Q.
Robert Lopez and Jeff Marks wrote the music and lyrics for Avenue Q, and John Tartaglia plays the lead, Princeton. Lopez told Ann Strangechamps that Avenue Q is about life after college.
This really speaks about a whole generation of people that come out of college thinking that they can go set the world on fire, and also through their childhoods, through children's television shows like Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers, all having told them, and their parents having taught them that they're special, they get out into the real world and find a rude awakening and find that there aren't, you know, $100,000 a year jobs just waiting for them. And that's kind of what this show is about, facing the real world and getting along in it and making peace with it.
This is perfectly expressed in one of the opening songs. What do you do with a BA in English?
Exactly. What do you do?
And the song that follows it, It Sucks to Be Me.
Who sings those songs?
The main character, Princeton, who has just graduated from a college we won't name, gets out and he does the opening number, alone in a pool of light, wearing
his
cap and gown.
With his degree in hand, all full of bounding enthusiasm. I can't wait to get out into the world.
And the audience, while he's singing, is laughing with the knowledge already of what's going to happen to him.
What do you do with the BA in English? What is my life going to be? 4 years of college and plenty of knowledge have earned me this useless degree. I can't pay the bills yet, 'cause I have no skills yet. The world is a big scary place. But somehow I can't shake the feeling I might make a difference to the human race.
And we have Princeton here, right? John, you play Princeton.
Yes.
Does Princeton grow out of any experiences you've had yourself?
Yeah, to some degree. I actually did not go to college. I was lucky enough to get a job right out of high school here in New York City, so I moved here. But I say that I went to the college of life because I really did. I mean, there's such a huge difference between, you know, going away for 4 years where you're at a contained place with a bunch of people who are going through the exact same thing you are, and moving to a new city you've never lived in before by yourself and trying to be an adult overnight. So I didn't have the exact experience that Princeton has, but a similar one in the sense that I came here to New York City and, you know, all I had was, at that time, my job. And that was it. And I basically had to learn how to be an adult and how to live life. And, you know, I learned a lot very, very quickly. So I kind of try to take that and infuse that into Princeton each night, that sense of optimism that we all have when we start off somewhere exciting and new. And then, you know, all of a sudden the realities kind of come full force and smack you right in the face.
Mm-hmm. What does Princeton sound like?
Princeton kind of talks like me, actually. He's like this, a little more gravelly. And, he, you know, I don't know. He's Oh, this is Princeton. That's pretty much it.
Wow, he just walked in.
I walked right in. Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I was with Jeff in the cab.
And you also play a second character. You play Rod, right?
Yes. Rod is in his late 20s, and he is a closeted Republican investment banker. Take a minute to process that. And
he's not closeted about the investment banking.
No. He's very proud about his Republican status and his investment banking status. It's just the other part of his life he's not so open about.
He's got a roommate who likes to nudge him about it a lot.
Very, very, yes. He's very teasingly. And Rod is, you know, Rod starts out very, very, for lack of a better term, anal retentive. He's just very, very, you know, he has his ways and that's the way he likes him. He's very tight and very, you know, closed off to the world. And by the end of the show, he's kind of rediscovered himself, which is kind of a nice journey for the audience to take every night. I really, as the performer of Rod, I really love watching the audience take that journey with him and grow with him and, you know, kind of enjoy his learning process.
And what does Rod sound like?
Well, Rod is like this. You know, I'm a little more nasal than Princeton. And, you know, I have my special thing. I have a funny laugh. I laugh like that. And amazingly, I don't know why I'm very popular with farmers whenever I laugh like that. They love that laugh. I don't know why. But, yeah, I'm here all night.
So that's Rod.
An afternoon alone with my favorite book, Broadway Musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. How could it get any better than this?
Oh, hi, Rod!
Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Rod, you'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy was smiling at me and talking to me.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
He was being real friendly, and I think he was coming on to me. I think he might have thought I was gay.
So why are you telling me this? Why should I care? I don't care. What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, you don't have to get all defensive, Rod.
I'm not defensive! Oh, why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
Well, okay. But just so you know, if you were gay, that'd be okay. I mean, 'cause hey... I'd like you anyway, because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please.
I really love that song. How did that song come to you?
Well, I think that was the first character song that we wrote, and those two characters were the first characters we thought of for the show.
They're an old archetype going all the way back to Laurel and Hardy. You know, the straight man and the not-so-straight man.
Yeah, they're sort of C-3PO and R2-D2.
Are any of you gay, or have you ever been in the closet?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Two of us are, yeah. And it's kind of funny because...
And I'm not.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I am not homosexual.
Two of us are gay, and one of us is in the closet right now.
Yeah.
Right. That's how they look at
yeah,
the
Yeah, Bobby just got married, whatever. No, it's kind of funny because, you know, Bobby hit on something. He just said that, you know, about how we're so around that in musical theater. And it's kind of surprising to me in a business that really kind of embraces so many different lifestyles and cultures that there are so many people who are still closeted in this business. So it's kind of funny every night to do that song because it makes me think about that every night, how lucky we are to live in a place and in a time when it's much more accepted, but how often people still are so afraid to be themselves. And I like to think that hopefully Rod is helping people every night to learn to accept themselves. Well, puppets are so easy to not... I think it's they're easier to sympathize with, and they're easier to...
You know, a closeted puppet, come on.
Especially, yeah. Maybe that's why.
Well, you said something about being free to be yourselves, and that's kind of the subliminal message of a lot of the musical, don't you think? I mean, think of the song, for instance, Everyone's a Little Bit Racist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't encourage people to be racist. It just says, look, this is what society is, and let's all relax a little bit and stop being so hyper-PC.
Right before Jeff and I came up with that song title, and in fact, we came up with that song title along with a lot of other song titles on the very first day we thought of the idea. We had been talking about our grandparents for some reason and realized that, you know, it was just sort of like, I was just like, oh, my grandma's so racist.
My grandfather is so racist. But you know, most of the show, well, all the show came right out of that, based in truth. Or it wouldn't be funny and it wouldn't hit home.
It also wouldn't. I mean, it's kind of funny to listen to the audience reaction every night to that song, because it really is a catalyst. It's a catalyst for the rest of the show. And, you know, there's nights where people take the whole song to start laughing and to get it, because I think they're so concerned about what other people think. And there's other people who, the minute we start singing that first line, if everyone's a little bit racist, they lose it.
Say, Kate, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, you know Trekkie Monster upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Trekkie Monster and you're Kate Monster.
Right.
You're both monsters.
Yeah.
Are you two related?
What? Princeton, I'm surprised at you. I find that racist. You should be much more careful when you're talking about the sensitive subject of race.
Well, look who's talking.
What do you mean?
What about that special monster school you told me about?
What about it?
Well, could someone like me go there?
No, we don't want people like you.
You see? You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
But I guess it's true.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist. Sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments.
It sort of strikes me that there's a little bit of the Sesame Street Muppet kind of acceptance message that is woven through this musical. I mean, the song Schadenfreude also, it's, you know, instead of accepting the fact that we all are jealous sometimes, or, I don't know, that we all really wish we could take 5 cookies instead of 2, you're singing about the things adults feel guilty about and saying, hey, this is okay.
Well, it's kind of using similarities in that way, but if anything, it's kind of, you know, it's reminding us that we're never too old to learn, and that sometimes you need, you know, sometimes a musical number can teach you more than anything. I realize so many times when I go to theater, I'm sitting there listening to a song and I'm like, oh, I never thought of that, or, you know, or I'm sympathizing with the character I never thought I'd sympathize with before. And I think that that's the powerful form of theater, and in this case we're kind of taking that to its best level and saying, okay, so here we are with these puppet characters, and what have puppets been known to do all our lives but to teach us about the way that the things should be? So why not take it to that level and do it to for adults too?
You know, when we were kids plopped in front of the TV, these children's television characters were our friends, and they taught us, and they made us feel good about ourselves. And as we went through, you know, adulthood, high school and college and thereafter, we realized that we don't have anything like that to make us feel good about ourselves. So Bobby and I wanted to create a show that would sort of give the audience a hug and say, you know, wherever you are right now, even if you're not real happy, just, it's okay.
Only for now, sex is only for now. Your hair is only for now. George Bush is only for now. Except for death and paying taxes, everything in life is only for now.
Each time you smile.
Robert Lopez and Jeff Marx wrote the music and lyrics for Avenue Q, and John Tartaglia plays the lead, Princeton. They talked with N. Strange Champs.